the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And it's just Dr. Mike, but here with Bridget. Say hello, Bridge.
Hello.
And, of course, our great engineer, Sonar, and hopefully you. You can ask us questions anytime at youdocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. We have a great show lined up for you today on You, the Owner's Manual Show. This is a show that obviously tells you how you can get a do-over. You've got control over your genes, and we're going to tell you how. There's some really great stories in the news this week. We'll also talk to a guest at half past the hour. Our guest this week is Jack Stern, who's both an MD and a PhD. He wanted to go into research, but ended up as a back pain specialist and neurosurgeon. And his book is entitled Ending Back Pain, Five Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back. Back pain is obviously the second most common neurologic disease, if you will, with headache being number one. Step one, unlock your back's unique pain code. Step two, prepare to work with your healthcare professional. Three, ensure proper diagnosis. Four, embrace the various pathways to healing. And five, live a life that supports a strong, healthy back. We'll get to all of those with Jack Stern at half past. I'm going to start out, rather than with the news of the week, with a question. I'm way behind in answering your questions that we get on UDocs, and you can email us anytime, UDocs. youdocs@gmail.com. And by the way, if you want the best news of the week, the best medical news of the week, just send an email to youdocs@gmail.com and put subscribe in the subject line. But this one is on fire retardants. We have an eight-month-old, Jane P. from Chicago writes, we have an eight-month-old and are moving into an apartment with wall-to-wall carpet that was installed in 2004. I just heard that some fire retardants used in carpets and furniture made before 2007 can really be dangerous. Is that true? Well, Jane, it is true. Unfortunately, the fire retardant used in foam padding of your carpet is probably polybrominated diphenyl ether, PBDE. Don't worry about it. No test on it. But it was taken off the market someplace around 2007, but it was in use since the 1970s. When the foam padding on carpet breaks down, it turns to dust, and that exposure may pose a significant risk to you and your child. Kids obviously spend a lot of time on the floor. A recent study seemed to have made a direct connection between prenatal and everyday exposure to PBDEs and higher rate of hyperactivity and lower IQ scores in children. Another study points out that the substance accumulates in fat tissue and builds up over time with repeated exposure. And it's kind of like a bad relation who you have as a host guest, they won't leave. Children can also be exposed through your breast milk. So check if the carpet is labeled as complying with PBDE excluding CA Bulletin 117. That's the 2000 California Fire Retardant Mandate Standard, which a lot of manufacturers follow. It's possible that they followed that in 2004. To have the padding and carpet tested, find a local contractor who will test for PBDEs. Often that's used a X-ray fluorescence gun, and they can scan other items. Since you haven't moved in yet, you can replace the old carpeting with green carpeting or go with wood floors and throw rugs. When buying new household items, avoid any product, including any of your kids' products, with brominated fire retardants. So that's our start for the day. I'm going to start with a question and answer every week from now on until we get caught up, which we may never do. Because you send in more than two questions a week, so if I start each of the 2 hours. In the first hour, we're going to talk not only about ending back pain at the bottom of the hour with Dr. Jack Stern, we're going to talk about my wellness foreplay section. Do your gut bacteria rule your mind? The answer is yes. We'll also talk about the Odd Omega segment. Halibut and tuna are now off limit for pregnant women. and maybe should be for you. That is, halibut has an awful lot of mercury in it in the recent tests. So the only fish that give you DHA and omega-3s are salmon and ocean trout. And the good news is both of those are low in mercury, so they're safe. Nuts make you younger and improve glucose control is another story we'll get to. Ramen noodles linked to heart disease, stroke, and metabolic syndrome. But, of course, you get a do-over. I ate a lot of ramen noodles in college or high school, or not high school, in medical school. They were cheap, easy to prepare. You put them in a cup. And then I learned that they were drained in saturated fat. So what they're made of is essentially lard and noodles, simple wheat, and then they're drained. No wonder they cause heart disease, but we'll get to that.
And probably why they taste so good.
Broccoli eaters get more and more out of life. We'll talk about that and fruit and veggies. Bridget's going to tell us about, is breakfast overrated? A top story, obviously. Common chemicals that lower testosterone levels and that lower, if you will, male attempts to build muscle and to have children. And your diet keeps your circadian clock ticking well, a top story as well. And the last, high-dose flu vaccine seems to be much better at protecting the elderly. So those are the stories we'll get to this week. Let's go immediately to one on how gut bacteria rule our mind. It sounds like science fiction, but it seems that the bacteria inside your colon, which outnumber you probably 10 to 1, may well affect both your cravings and your moods and get you to eat what they want. It's crazy, right? These little bacteria, those things that we don't even can't even see, are driving you to mood disorders, obesity, everything else. So the more we learn about this, the more we're learning much more about the bacteria inside you controlling you. So, and by the way, if you want to call in, I haven't said how to do that yet. Sonar has emailed me that I've been bad at this. If you want to call in, just call in. The phone number is 1-877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. My computer just went out, and I'm hoping that's all that went out. So I don't know whether everything in here went out or just my basic computer, but hopefully you can hear me. Are you hearing me, Sonar? We're still okay. Good. Okay, so it's just my computer that went down. But in any case, it does sound like science fiction that the bacteria inside us control us. But in an article this week in the journal BioEssays, researchers from UC San Francisco, Arizona State, and the University of New Mexico reviewed the scientific literature that microbes, that is, those bacteria inside you, influence your eating behavior, your dietary choices, and obviously can cause, by what they metabolize, brain dysfunction, mood disorders, even cause you to get fat. One of the most things, the bacteria inside your gut are manipulative. That is, they tell you what they want you to eat, so you've got to control them by changing the bacteria. So the key way is find out what you feel when you feel best the next day. So when you feel great, keep a journal and find out what you ate the day before and the day before, because gut bacteria don't last more than a week. You change the bacteria. But find out what you ate that week and then keep eating it or keep taking those probiotics. Take a variety of probiotics. We'll come right back and take more of the top news of the week, maybe a top medical survey, one of your questions as well, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
We Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this power and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to a show that hopefully will help you take control of your health and change it for the better. We've talked a little bit about some of the stories, and my favorite one, of course, is the bacteria that you eat, that is, the food that you eat, is caused by the bacteria inside you. That is, they have preferences for food and send out signals that get you to eat them. So, for example, if you've got a bacteria, such as people in Japan do, that loves seaweed, it tells you, eat seaweed, eat seaweed, eat seaweed. It sends out some signal that gets you so that you will eat seaweed. Well, possibly one of the keys then for your health and ours and for everybody's health is in fact learning how to train the bacteria inside you. I say do a journal. Find out what probiotic gets you to eat what you feel the best with the next day or the next 2 days or those 3 days. Look at your food journal and then say, hey, this is the food I want. These are the bacteria I want. And maybe I'll keep feeding them because I feel great with it. Bridget, ramen noodles is not something that can make you feel great, apparently. Ramen noodles is in the week this week, and I stopped eating them in about 1994. They're really easy to eat at lunch. You'd just heat up some water and add them to these cup of soup or whatever it was that had a lot of ramen noodles. And then I found out, when I read the label carefully, that they were drained with saturated fat, and they were dried with saturated fat. So they're basically simple sugar and saturated fat combined, two of those addictive foods. And now we know they do something else. What's the article this week?
Yeah, so it turns out that these instant noodles are a diet nightmare. So researchers looked at over 10,000 adults, and they broke down the diets into two different types of diets, a traditional diet, which included fish, rice, and vegetables, and then the second group were more of meat eaters and fast food. So it's really interesting because they tried to see whether their diets had any influence on or were associated with metabolic syndrome. And they found that neither of the two diets had any association. They weren't able to prove an association in any of the men or women, but they were specifically able to identify an association with the women who ate instant noodles in the meat and processed foods group at least twice a week. These women that had the instant noodles were 68% more likely to have metabolic syndrome compared to those who didn't. And they weren't able to see an effect in men. So they're not really sure exactly why the women, maybe because the women were reporting their diet more accurately than the men, and that's why they saw an association. But I think that it's very eye-opening that the women that ate the noodles twice a week had a 68% increased risk of metabolic syndrome, and builds on the evidence of why we should stay away from them.
Yes, yeah, so saturated fat and simple sugars have been associated with increasing metabolic syndrome, which is increased waist size, increased blood pressure, increased triglycerides, increased blood sugar, and increased LDL cholesterol. Those are things that are associated with diabetes and heart disease, and 68% is not a small association. That's a real sizable jump in your risk of that horrible disease. So that's why tell your kids no ramen noodles. If you want something quick for lunch, try a salad, not ramen noodles, because ramen noodles look like they are one of the causes of serious metabolic syndrome. Another article, Going Nuts Over Nuts. They lower all-cause mortality rates, dramatically improve your glucose control. So these are nuts, just a few ounces of nuts a week. In fact, it takes about an ounce a day, and whether it is Brazil nuts or cashews or any kind, they're especially monounsaturated fat, has been liberalized in diabetic diets. So these cause a lower risk of all-cause mortality. How much a lower risk? It's a substantial amount of lower risk, and I'll come to that in just a second. But in addition, they improve the control of, if you will, your glucose control day in and day out. So if you're a diabetic, they're a great thing to add. And what they looked at was, in fact, an ounce a day is usually around 150 to 200 calories. They are anything from Brazil nuts to chestnuts to almonds. Even peanuts were included in this category, even though peanuts are a legume meaning they're part of the bean family. You want to eat them, in these studies, you want to eat them without sugar or without salt coating. So you want them dry roasted or just unprocessed. The walnut people, I know, spend an awful lot of time making sure when they do get them dry roasted, they aren't at a high enough temperature so that it destroys the omega-3. So walnuts are the only nuts with omega-3. They spend a lot of time making sure that the plants that do roast them don't get them to such a high temperature as it ruins the fat. We're going to get at the bottom of the hour, of course. We're going to talk up to Dr. Jack Stern from the Cornell Weill Medical Center about five powerful steps to diagnose and understand and treat your ailing back. So we've gotten a couple of back questions already. I'm not going to give them to or try and answer them now since we have an expert coming on, but keep sending those questions. You can send questions, of course, anytime to udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. The other thing that came out this week is we're getting ready for flu shots and flu season and talking about flu and how to protect yourself. Obviously, hand washing and avoiding people with flu. But the best thing, of course, is getting the flu vaccine. Turns out it's about 70% effective. It's not 100% effective, but it was least effective in the elderly. And so they've come up with a greater dose of flu vaccine for the elderly. You shouldn't take this if you've ever had a serious reaction. FluZone, the company that makes it, was the sponsor of the study. And they saw that if they gave a fourfold higher dose, four times the dose of the three most common, if you will, viruses that are most likely to attack this next year, they decreased the flu rates by 24% among participants who got the high dose. That is among the people over the age of 65 who got the high dose. So ask your doc. It's not a requirement, but ask your doc if you're over 65 to get the high dose vaccine. Now, when we come back, we're also going to talk about, let's talk about it now. Bridget, what about fish and mercury in pregnancy?
So this is a really interesting story, and it's definitely controversial. The FDA came out with new recommendations at the beginning of the summer, advising women to, saying that it was okay for pregnant women to consume tuna and mercury-containing fish at low levels. And a new article came out, was released by Consumer Reports, that actually opposes this recommendation and states that pregnant women should avoid all tuna, even light canned tuna, because their samples came back saying that it had twice as much mercury as what the FDA said is the average amount in tuna. The reasoning that they're saying that pregnant women should avoid it is because the brain undergoes series of complex developmental stages, and these should be completed in a certain sequence, and having high doses of the mercury in the fish interfere with this in the fetus, and it could potentially lead to permanent brain damage or growth and developmental damage. So the Consumer Reports is stating that all pregnant women should avoid tuna, and the FDA is saying that it's sticking to its guns.
When we come back, we'll talk more about back pain. We'll talk about back pain with Jack Stern. We'll talk more in the second hour with mercury and fish.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissues, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality with NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. NeoCell.com.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson, nationally recognized women's health and wellness advocate, and EmpowerHer.com founder and CEO.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD,
internationally renowned physician, scientist, and women's health pioneer. Listen live.
Listen live
every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now, there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always ask us questions, 877-711-5611. 877-711-5611. Almost gave you the wrong phone number, 5611, or send us an email, udocs, as some of you have said. Carl has sent one, and I'm going to get to his question very shortly. So, Carl, thank you. Send on questions. Melanie has also sent a question. But anyway, don't worry about sending them. You can send as many as you want at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, and I'll try and get to them. Dr. Jack Stern is on the clinical faculty of Weill Cornell Medical Center, board-certified neurosurgeon specializing in spine surgery. But this book is not about spine surgery. It's about how to treat your back. He's co-founder of Spine Options, New York's first and only facility committed to non-surgical care of back and neck pain. Dr. Stern has been on the front lines of back pain treatment research for over four decades, practices and lives in Westchester County, New York. So there are five steps on this. Step one, unlock your back's unique pain code. 2. Prepare to work with healthcare professionals. 3. Ensure proper diagnoses. 4. Embrace various pathways to healing. And step 5. Live a life that supports a strong and healthy back. Dr. Stern, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, I'm going to get to Carl's question right away because it's right into the, sets us up perfectly. It says, I smoke about a pack a day and I have back pain. My doc says I will never get rid of my back pain. He won't even let me get an MRI until I stop smoking. Why does smoking cause back pain?
That's confounded. That question has confounded physicians, because there is no basic science answer to it. That is to say, there is no clear-cut physiologic evidence that indicates that smokers have a greater incidence of back pain or worse back pain than non-smokers. But it's an empiric observation. That is, if you look at back pain sufferers, the number of them who smoke is out of proportion to the general population. So I think your doctor's attitude is a bit radical. I think if you're having significant back pain, even though you smoke, and I would much prefer that you don't smoke, even though you smoke, I do feel that you should have a workup whether you smoke or don't smoke.
So that goes to step 1. What do you mean by that? Unlock your... And by the way, we're talking to Dr. Jack Stern, who's written the book Ending Back Pain, 5 Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back. It's published by Avery. It's out just this month. And if you want to go to his website, it's drjackstern.com. But step 1 is unlock your back's unique pain code. So what should we ask Carl about his back pain?
We should ask him whether he has specific complaints, specific symptoms. And the reason I say that is because when we discuss unlocking the body's unique pain code, we mean that there are only a certain number, and usually 6, major areas in the spine that cause or generate pain, the so-called pain generators. So by taking a history, or his physician taking a history, we might be able to hone down on which one of the pain generators is causing his pain. For example, is it muscular sprain? Is it the soft tissues around the muscles? Are the bones involved? Are the discs involved? Are the facet joints involved? Et cetera, et cetera. So the point I make frequently is that back pain is a description. It's not a diagnosis. It's not a diagnosis. So in order to treat someone effectively, you really need to have an accurate diagnosis. So what the caller needs to consider is writing down an adequate history of his symptoms and have some sort of sense, whether by going to the internet, possibly by reading my book, about where his pain may be coming from, in order to help him deal either with or without a physician on how to treat it.
Well, he's written back and says his back pain is right in the mid left of his back, and he feels it in the mornings worse than the evenings. He does smoke right away when he gets up. He feels it when he gets off the toilet after he smokes. I don't know if that's too much information, but he said it doesn't go into his legs, knees, or feet. He also wrote go ahead. Why don't we handle that, and then we'll go to the...
The caller has a very good sense of his own symptoms, and I want to congratulate him for being such a good observer of his own body. Needless to say, I, as a physician, can't diagnose someone over the telephone. But I would say that this caller has pretty much localized his symptoms, not only to the back, but to a specific area off the middle of his back to one side. And in general, those symptoms are usually related to either muscle spasm for one reason or another in that area, or sometimes the joint in that area. If you look at a model of a spine, you will see that at each spinal level there are joints, and sometimes these joints become very painful. So I would say, without having any more idea about this chap or obviously seeing him, that if one were to read the book, one would come to the conclusion that possibly those two areas might be his specific pain generator.
Gotcha. So can, and the next subject, so what are the causes of back pain? You've said there are at least six generators and diseases relating to those. Step two is prepare to work with a healthcare professional. So should, if this guy were, or we can get you to another question, the other question was by Melanie, and she said, my doc says I've had an MRI of my back. I've got pain into my buttocks, but he said there's nothing that he sees on MRI that he wouldn't see in anyone else my age of about 40. So what should she do in preparing to work with her docs to get rid of her pain?
I think this is a very, very common scenario where one does an MRI and there's not a specific area that one can say, ha ha, here we see, this is where your pain's coming from. When that happens, I suggest to patients, number one, possibly have the MRI reviewed by a pain specialist, not by your internist, but someone who actually looks with more of a focused eye at the MRI to see on a more subtle and nuanced level as to whether there's something there that might account for the symptoms. And number two, if there really is nothing there that specifically accounts for the symptoms, then the best way to deal with this patient or this individual is by figuring out some of the alternative therapies that might benefit that person. It might be non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. It might be an exercise program, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, first, check to make sure that a specialist has seen that MRI and concurs. And number two, if they concur, consider alternative therapies that might help you. And I outline many of those therapies in Ending Back Pain.
We'll be right back, and we're talking with Dr. Jack Stern, who's both an MD and PhD. We call those double docs. Ending Back Pain, 5 powerful steps to diagnose, understand, and treat your ailing back. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can send us questions for Dr. Stern at udocs@gmail.com. And we'll get to the question about chiropractors in a few minutes, as well as a lot more. You can get to him at drjackstern.com. We'll be right back.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, oh, it yeah, is.
This is
so
great.
Much fun.
Uh-huh.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking, we're privileged to talk to Dr. Jack Stern, who, believe it or not, is my age. He's been practicing back pain medicine for 40 years. Which is almost exactly the same time as I've been practicing internal medicine and anesthesiology. But I obviously gave up anesthesia a few years ago when I took over the Wellness Institute, the clinic. So at the Cleveland Clinic, and he is 68. In a week and a half, he's going to be 69, still practicing full-time and still running a unit that does non-surgical practice of back pain, as well as he is a surgeon. The question from, and he wrote the book Ending Back Pain, 5 Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back, which as a devoted medical book is probably as good as it gets about back pain and totally explains really difficult concepts with enviable lucidity relating to back pain. So there are 5 steps he goes through. Unlock your back pain's unique code. Prepare to work with a healthcare professional. Embrace your proper diagnosis. Embrace various pathways to healing. And live a life that supports a strong, healthy back. Martin has written us 2 questions. I don't actually know whether, well, I should be by email. Know whether it's the same, well, there's another Martin. I think that it can't be the same guy, but let's go to the Martin on the line, and then we'll do the Martin questions. Go ahead, Martin.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Thank you, Martin. I got a question for you guys. I broke my back about 4 years ago, and I went through all of the physical therapy and all that good stuff, and the biggest problem that I have is standing. any more than 3 or 4 minutes at a time, and I am in excruciating pain. And I'm not really quite sure what else other I can do about it other than working out and trying to stay physically fit and active and all that good stuff. Is there anything that I can do?
Your description of the pain you called stabbing?
It actually, my back gets really, really, really tight, and it becomes incredibly difficult for me to stand. And at that point, I basically got to lay on a perfectly flat floor, try to stretch out as much as I can, and it takes the better part of probably an hour, hour and a half to kind of settle down a little bit from what it was. It doesn't take very long. It only takes a couple minutes for it to be like that. It's just, you know, it's me standing perfectly still. I can't do it.
Right. So first thing I would say is that you are experiencing back pain from the most common, by far the most common cause of back pain, and that's spasm of the back muscles. However, very few of us, fortunately, suffer from the type of spasms that you have.
Right.
So it's a lengthy answer, and I'm not going to be able to do it justice on the radio.
Quite all right.
I would suggest that one does a more careful analysis about what might be bringing it on.
Okay.
And number two, if one does look for the clues and finds them, or even if one doesn't find something that is creating this severe muscle spasm, if I were your physician, I certainly would, assuming that the workup is negative, suggest some powerful muscle relaxants to take acutely or chronically.
The problem with that is when I broke my back, they put on all sorts of medication, all the good stuff, and I moved from New Jersey to Vermont, and I am trying desperately to get away from any kind of medication whatsoever.
Right.
Anything that
so
I would, other than, you know, putting myself on medication?
Yeah. So many patients, and as Mike said, I work with a holistic center, but there are, you might want to find a naturopath or a chiropractor or a herbologist, someone who practices Eastern medicine, because there are a number of non-pharmaceutical medications that might benefit you. So I would try to seek solutions in substances other than those that come from your pharmacy. Although having said that, I would say that many of the substances, medications that you buy in the pharmacy actually had their origins in the wilds of Africa or in the Amazon. Nonetheless, I would suggest if you have a reluctance to take conventional medication, I fully understand that, then you should consider seeing a naturopath, a chiropractor who specializes in non-traditional medicine, or an osteopath, as well as an acupuncturist who does herbal medicine.
Okay.
So, Martin, thank you very much for your question. I guess that brings, we had a different Martin had emailed us. I assume it was a different Martin. And there are two different Martins, actually. This is the third Martin because they have different email addresses. One of the Martins on the email line said, I get back spasms in my upper neck, and they literally disable me. What should I do about that? And that goes partially to the book, Ending Back Pain, Five Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, Treat Your Ailing Back. We're talking with Dr. Jack Stern, the author of that. And one of the common things, since back pain is so common, is neck spasms, I suppose.
Well, I would the book Ending Back Pain really deals with the lumbar spine. What the writer is suggesting that, as you clearly indicate, that they're having neck pain, and in some ways, neck pain is a very different pain in the neck, both figuratively and otherwise, is a very different set of symptoms and pain generators involved. Interestingly, for most of us, the saying that you have an albatross around your neck is an indication that for most of us, when we have neck pain, they're stress-related. But secondly, particularly in this era where so many of us are spending time contorting our necks, sitting in front of a computer or looking down at some sort of mobile app device, it's usually poor use of our necks, putting our necks in positions that for which our bodies were not designed. So just without really having to delve into this particular reader's questions, those are the two things that I would look at first. One, to see if you just ask the question of yourself. When I get neck pain, is there something else going on in my life at that time, around that time, that might be causing me neck pain? And number two, let me look at myself to see how I'm using my neck in my day-to-day activities. Put a mirror next to me when I'm up against, next to the computer. Put a mirror next to me when I'm sitting on the sofa watching TV. Because so much of it really is just poor usage.
And thanks very much for the emails and calls. We didn't get to all of them. We've been talking with Dr. Jack Stern, Ending Back Pain, 5 Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back by Avery. It's available on Amazon. Thank you, Dr. Stern, for great answers and great questions from our audience. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.